This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, the only way it can happen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about getting America back on track, is there's got to be a groundswell. It's got to be a bottom-up type movement where, you know, as we were talking with Betsy McCoy last hour, you know, we've got to stick our head out the window and just let our politicians know, let our government know that this is our government. It's a government of we the people, a government of, for, and by we the people, not of, for, and by the elites. That's what it's turned into when you look at all the special considerations. You know, we talked about Obamacare, you know, in the first hour as well. They're exempted. They've got a great deal. And here they go to serve our country. It was never, you know, designed by our forefathers that it would be this way, that you go and serve your country and then come out with some golden parachute that protects you for the rest of your life. I mean, the retirement package is absolutely disgusting, as if they haven't already stolen us blind while they're in office. I know that's a broad brush kind of thing, but there's too many of the stories for it not to be considered. And I believe this is what America is getting frustrated over. In a conversation with Eric Bolling, Rand Paul, a sitting senator, is talking about the greed and the perspective that the Clintons seem to have. I mean, he doesn't know their heart, but when you look at the fruit of their political life, it bears the question, you know, just how sincere are they and what exactly is their motivation, and one Hillary Clinton specifically. We'll pick up on that conversation right now. It is Eric Bolling with Senator Rand Paul.
You know, you say the term is above the law. Is she above the law?
I think often the Clintons appear to be. For example, Bill Clinton made millions of dollars giving speeches that had business before the Secretary of State. So one business wanted to sell electronics to Iran in violation of the sanctions. Bill Clinton got $750,000 from them. At the same time, Hillary Clinton was deciding whether or not she would let them sell things to Iran. Same way with the uranium company. Bill Clinton got, I think, $750,000 from a bank that was negotiating the purchase of a North American uranium company. Just so happens Hillary Clinton had to vote on that also. So the conflict of interest just goes on and on, and I think it's indictable. I think she should be in prison for it. But short of that, I think every voter in the country needs to know that the Clintons are in it for themselves. They're in it to make money, and they will make hundreds of millions of dollars if she gets in the White House, because they will sell themselves to the highest bidder. Every voter in America should know that, and they should make a sincere judgment on whether or not you want somebody who's in it for enriching themselves or someone who actually would defend the country.
You know, as we mentioned earlier, no surprise here, really. The Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, says, you know, she doesn't want to hear about it. She's not interested. As far as she's concerned, there's nothing there in, you know, what Peter Schweizer has exposed, what his movie has exposed in Clinton Cash, the Clinton Foundation, the quid pro quo. And I say seemingly quid pro quo, because that's what you get into. It's all these conditional perspectives, and that's the area of life that the Clintons thrive in, that gray area of life. If it can be gray, they will flourish, and they will maximize it as much as possible, because it was out of that gray area that she came up with the term plausible deniability. I don't know about you. I mean, do you find this amazing? You know, as he mentioned in the earlier clip about General Petraeus, and there's been others. You know, was it the guy in the Navy that innocently took a picture inside a nuclear submarine? And what happened to him? I mean, there wasn't no get-out-of-jail card. You know, minor deal, innocent deal. He's sending a picture, you know, a little selfie without thinking, sending it to his girlfriend, and big, big trouble for him. Hillary Clinton puts at risk our national secrets, which she said there's no way that she did, but yet it's been proven that, in fact, she did send out national secrets secured top secret documents on her personal server. No accountability, no responsibility either. And she could be our next president? Think about it, America.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing, never stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Good to have you along with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information. We've got a host of reference tools there for you as well if you want to give a listen to some of our previous shows and some of our highlighted guests, our featured authors. By all means, help yourself. It is our gift to you. Christopher Harris is with us. Always good to have Christopher. And I got to tell you, Christopher really brought to the discussion something that is absolutely critical. If we're ever going to be united again, we got to get rid of these hyphenations. And I so heartily agree with him in our first conversation that we ever had. He's the executive director of unhyphenatedamerica.org, a staunch Christian conservative who moved from Colorado to the Beltway as a congressional intern for serving 10 terms for U.S. Representative Joel Helfley out of Colorado's 5th District. Christopher Harris, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Good talking to you again.
Hey, always good connecting. Yet an interesting article, and I know this is going to be a surprise for people that may not have seen what's happening with our Olympic champions and our heroes here that, you know, they can't have success. And Uncle Sam is there going, hey, pay up, sucker. I want my cut, right?
Well, you know, you didn't build that then. You know, and that's what it is. That I know you were out there doing all those backflips and running and swimming and lifting, but, you know, Obama says you didn't build that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's funny because a lot of people aren't aware that the gold medals or the silver and the bronze, those are actually, they do contain precious metals that do have a value in the market, right? There's a certain amount of gold. Gold has value in the market, silver, so on and so forth. And when they earn those medals, that's considered to be bonus income, according to Uncle Sam. And all income is taxable. So thank you for representing the United States. Thank you for beating out all those other nations. Thank you for all that. Here's your tax bill. Simone Biles, I believe her tax bill for her gold medals, is all her medals are going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $16,000. Yeah, she's, yes. What is she, like 14, 15 years old?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, can you imagine?
She's in debt, though.
So I've never written a check in my whole life, and my first check I got to write to the Uncle Sam is for $16,500. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, look, when I was her age, I would have been happy to make $16,000, you know, but yeah, she's about to get a bill for $16,000. I think $16,000.
Well, what about Michael Phelps?
Oh, man, you know what? He's going to have to keep swimming, you know, because he talks about retiring. You can't retire because you have a tax bill of $55,000. Yes, $55,000 is what he owes Uncle Sam for winning all those medals this Olympics.
Well, it's not only the precious metal. I mean, because when it comes down to it, you know, that's minimal. The other thing to consider is the U.S. Olympic Committee is awarding our champions. You know, if you get a gold, you get X amount of dollars, a silver X amount, and a bronze. So that is all into the equation here. Senator Marco Rubio, I believe a couple of years ago, maybe about in 2012, I think, introduced legislation, said, hey, come on, you guys. I mean, they're out there and, they have their moment of glory and they cash in. And God only knows how many years it's taken them to get on the podium. I mean, Michael Phelps, rare animal. We understand that. But, you know, you have somebody, that has been spending all this time and tedium. It's almost like you want to say, hey, look at Uncle Sam. If you want the tax money, I want to see you on the balance beam. You get the best person out of your office. Come here and walk the balance. You don't even have to do a flip. I just want you to walk the balance beam and go get your tax money, okay?
Well, I mean, the sad thing is, I was just having a discussion about this with some of the young people that I mentor. We were talking about the Olympics, and if you look at the opening ceremony, how many thousands of athletes were present at the Olympics? And then you sit there and say, okay, most of these people, this is not something where you just kind of wake up one morning and decide, hey, I think I want to be an Olympic athlete. You know, many of these people have competed their entire lives, you know, for decades. They've invested countless hours, you know, while the rest of us are getting up and going to our day jobs, because mostly they are amateur athletes. Yes, you have the pros who are playing in the, you know, you have the NBA dream team, right, who are playing in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. You got the Venus and Serena Williams who are multi-millionaire playing in tennis. But, you know, there's not a whole lot of money to be made in table tennis. You know? and if you're just a diver, well, you know, there's not a whole lot of money to be made in Olympic diving. But you know what you got to do? You got to spend countless hours in the pool doing all this work. And, you know, you spend all that time, and most athletes will never get any sort of medal. Most of them will certainly never make any money from their sport. But when they do happen to finally get a medal, just a lousy bronze medal, right? Mm-hmm. That would be the, so to say, hey, listen, I finished third in the entire world at the Olympics.
Yeah.
That validates all the work you do. And then you got some lousy, you know, IRS agent showing up saying, here's a bill.
Yes.
Think about how ridiculous that is.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe Ryan Lochte got confused with the IRS agent and the bad guys there in Rio. What do you think?
Yeah,
oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. I thought I was just thinking it. I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, because you're trying to run away from IRS agents.
It's
something I think Bill List should help kind of bring the whole conversation back up, that taxation of theft. And President Calvin Coolidge, who's a favorite of mine, said that taking any more money than is absolutely necessary is nothing more than legalized robbery.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's the point of this? I mean, for these athletes, and of course, legislation is I think it's already passed the Senate, looking for the House to pass this. Maybe they ought to do a retroactive passing as quickly as possible. USA Today, as you know, Christopher, had stated that the prizes that come from the U.S. Olympic Committee, you know, I said it was $25,000 for gold. They say $15,000 for silver and $10,000 for bronze. So it's not only that they get this money for winning, but then they get then there's the evaluation of the gold itself. The gold medal itself, I mean, the amount of gold that's in it, it's nominal. I think it's only about $600, maybe $300 worth of silver in the actual silver medal. The bronze, they just go, eh, there's no value in the bronze as far as the medal content is concerned. But still, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a slap in the face. I mean, let's hold a ticker tape parade for all our Olympic champions and then, tell them at the end of the parade, you know, go stage left and go see your local IRS agent and pay up, right?
Absolutely. Taxation is theft.
Yeah, I tell you. Well, it looks like Congress wants to do the right thing. They were encouraged a while ago, as I mentioned, with Marco Rubio presenting legislation. They didn't pass it then. Maybe now this is more in the forefront here. And certainly because of the success that these Summer Olympic Games have garnered for the U.S., we've garnered, something like close to 100 medals, huh?
Yes, sir.
This could be a windfall profit. This could be a windfall profit for the IRS. They're probably, you know, which is really hard for the government to walk away from money. This is no doubt going to cause some brain damage in the bureaucracy. Christopher Harris has been with us. Christopher, good stuff here. Appreciate it. The executive director of the unhyphenatedamerica.org on Bill Martinez Live. Just about 15 minutes right now after the top of the hour.
What does today's modern living space look like? Renowned interior design team Marks & Friends have partnered with LG Electronics to showcase the home design trends of today's modern family.
One thing that's very important to all of our clients that we think is a huge design trend is to show off your television. You don't hide them anymore. For example, the LG Signature OLED TV, which is picture on glass, it's completely gorgeous, it's razor thin, and it's a work of art.
No matter your age or life stage, it seems technology is at the forefront of any design, and the TV remains king in the American home. LG's Dave Vanderwall.
Families want both form and function in their living room, and now LG's OLED television delivers on both. Beyond picture quality, which of course it is the best picture ever, it is almost an aesthetic art form in itself. So it blends into any kind of living room. The OLED television has the beautiful design that all families are looking for.
And there you have it, the 21st century living space.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Join us on online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have, radio stations, even shortwave across the country, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us. Just about 19 minutes right now after the top of the hour. The Department of VA, Veterans Affairs, has reached the halfway mark in collecting DNA samples and health data from a million vets in the Million Veteran Program, known as MVP, which was launched back in 2011. It's now the largest database in the U.S. of health and genomic information. It links genetic, clinical lifestyle, and military exposure information to help researchers learn about the role of genes in health and disease. It's a cornerstone of the VA's efforts to improve veterans' health. Now, MVP has also become part of the White House's Precision Medicine Initiative, which aims to improve health care for all Americans by individualizing treatment. Now, the program also has historical data on various health conditions that are common in vets. And here to explain it for us is the program director of the Million Veteran Program. Dr. Sumitra Muralidhar is with us. Dr. Suma, she said I could call her. And I said, thank you very much. But I like to say Sumitra Muralidhar because I can say it, and it has a very romantic tone to it, if I can say that, without trying to be too flirtatious with you, so forgive me.
Thank you, Bill, and it's my pleasure.
Explain to us, where we are here, Dr. Suma, about the MVP program, and what exactly is its purpose. I tried to give it a rough outline, but, you're the expert, so break it down for us.
Yes, you did a great job. So the purpose is really to create this large database of a very comprehensive database of genetic information, lifestyle, health, and military exposure. And the reason is that even though we sequenced the human DNA about 13 years ago, we don't know very much about what all the genes do in our body and what changes to those genes, how they influence our health and illness. And so we need very large numbers of people with and without a condition in order to be able to compare them and make these discoveries. And that is the reason we're creating this database. And the whole goal is that once we have these genomic discoveries, once we understand what genes play a role in what illnesses and health, we will be able to translate this to the clinic and improve treatments for veterans. We'll be able to detect illnesses much faster, sooner, and maybe even prevent illnesses. And we'll be able to tailor medications to veterans who will respond to them.
Well, I got to tell you, it sounds like a great idea to be able to have this information. As you say, it's still relatively new. We're finding out so much about DNA and the genes and the roles that they play and how we can treat them. And now we get away from a kind of a scattered approach to healthcare, and we could really pin in and target a particular gene in our DNA code, right?
That's right. But having all of this information in one place, in one comprehensive database, will help us do that. And what we learn from this is not only applicable to veterans, it's applicable to all Americans to the population at large.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the value of the research that the VA is doing, is that it is transportable. I mean, what we learn from the VA can also help in the regular market as well.
Absolutely, because we're not going to be looking only at, PTSD or traumatic brain injury or illnesses that are, more prevalent in veterans. We're also looking at chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, mm-hmm. Chronic kidney disease, and all of these, cancer. And in our enrollee population right now, over 60% report high blood pressure. Over 30% report some form of cancer. So we're going to be studying all these illnesses that will be applicable to everybody.
Well, I got to imagine, Dr. Suma, for the researchers there at the VA, this is an exciting time for them. I mean, because this is like, we're exploring a whole new world here, right?
We are. This is, a record. Changing the whole trend here, groundbreaking, because individual researchers, would have to take the time to go and enroll. Maybe they'll enroll a few thousand people or a few hundred people in small studies. And we never had that statistical power to do this kind of big data analysis and have these genomic discoveries. So now we're making it easy for our researchers. We are doing all the upfront work with enrolling, creating the database, doing the genetic analysis, and making that available for them to do the analysis and come up with the discoveries. So this is huge. And mm-hmm. we're changing the way, you know, medicine will be practiced. We're moving away from, you know, a symptom-based medicine practice that of yesterday and even evidence-based medicine of today into the future, which is precision medicine. So
exactly.
The treatment
wow.
is tailored to you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, and that's where our genes come into play, right? Because our genes do have an effect on our health.
Absolutely. Genes determine everything about us, you know, all our physical traits, you know, our height, our hair color, eye color, all of those. And they also determine all our biological traits. So how susceptible we are to a disease or how well we respond to a medication. All of that is depending on the individual's genes. And so we'll now be able to, you know, effectively tailor treatments to people.
Well, Dr. Suma, how has the response been with the veterans themselves? Are they eagerly participating in this research project?
You know, I had the opportunity to be at a couple of veteran service organization conventions recently, the VFW and the DAV. Mm-hmm. And I am really inspired and humbled. I mean, we have over 500,000 veterans who have already enrolled. And when you talk to veterans, it's really, it's how altruistic they are. And they're looking at this as another way, as a second opportunity to serve their nation again. And they
yes.
want to help their brothers and sisters. And they want to help mankind. And so, you know, they're coming forward to do this. And without their help, we would not have been where we are today. And we're going further to get to that million.
I'm glad you're pointing that out because that is humbling. Again, we're reminded of the, you know, we can say it in metaphorical terms, the DNA mindset of these warriors, these people who have championed the cause of freedom, who have fought for our country and defended mm-hmm. our rights. And here they are giving whatever they have left for the sake of science and the future of medicine, not only for their fellow vets, but also for America at large.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I would encourage people to go to our website, you know, where we have the Million Veteran Program page. We have testimonials from veterans who've enrolled, and it's really inspiring to read that.
Well, walk us through the participation of this program. What is expected of a vet who participates in this program?
So the participation is very simple. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes. You can call our information center and have an appointment scheduled, or you can just walk in and go to the MVP clinic at the hospital where we're enrolling. We have research staff there who will meet with the veteran and go over the program. And then the veteran signs the informed consent and the HIPAA authorization forms, and then donates the tube of blood. That is all it takes in terms of the study visit. We do ask them to complete two surveys. There's a lifestyle survey and then a baseline survey, but these can be done at home on their own time. They don't have to do it while they're at the hospital. And by consenting, they're also giving us access to their electronic medical record data and agreeing to be contacted in the future for, you know, new research opportunities.
Well, the Million Veteran Program launched back in 2011, now the largest database in the U.S. of health and genomic information. Again, Dr. Suma, remind vets where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. The best way is to call our information center, and the number there is 866-441-6075. It's a toll-free number, 866-441-6075.
The program director of the Million Veterans Program, Dr. Suma, has been with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Or during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby, if you want a lonely night, I love you, baby.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Martinez,
I think we get it. It's me, Bill Martinez. Welcome back. And hearing some Four Seasons music reminds me to remind you that coming up, a rather revealing story about one Frankie Valli and April Kirkwood. You're going to want to join us for that. And I got to tell you, I've been a big fan of Frankie Valli. I did not know of this story that April Kirkwood will share with us. It's her life story and her relationship that started with one Frankie Valli back when she was a very young girl. Very powerful story that she's going to be sharing with us. Aparna Mathur is with us right now. Good to have her back. We haven't talked in quite a while. I've missed her terribly, but, you know, that's a whole other story because, but, you know, and you'll miss her too because her understanding of things that affect our lives are so key. Aparna is with the American Enterprise Institute. She is a resident scholar. Her research areas include tax policy, state health insurance, labor market outcomes, environmental taxation, corporate taxation, as well as carbon taxes. Aparna, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me back, Bill. I've missed you too.
Yes, well, good. Well, you know, Aparna, last week, Donald Trump gave a speech that was targeted to the middle class and about job creation. And, of course, Hillary had to respond, and she did. I thought it was quite fascinating and ironic that she even said at one point, I thought, well, did I hear her right? Did she make a mistake when she told the middle class that she wanted to raise taxes on the middle? We're going to raise taxes on the middle class. And they all applauded. And I'm going,
I know. I saw that. I wondered what was going on as well. That was a strange statement to make. Yeah.
Well, it was probably honest.
You know? Yeah, you know, You know, yeah. That's true. Like, if you look at her economic agenda, so the one thing that strikes me about her plans is on the corporate tax side, and also on just generally raising taxes. She has so much spending that she's planning to do. You know, you start wondering, where is all that money going to come from? And I think it is going to be true when these plans can actually start getting scored, that a lot of the, you know, a lot of it will come through higher taxes on, of course, higher income earners, but also a lot of middle class people. So I don't think she was completely off the mark, and she was probably being honest, but I don't think she meant it to come out that way.
Yeah, and that's not the way the people heard it. In much the same way that they heard President Obama talk about hope and change or Obamacare, it's almost like somehow we're in suspended reality here, and a portion of the country goes, did you just hear what she just said? I mean, she told you what she's going to do.
Yeah.
And I think that part of this, Aparna, for me, at least from my perspective, and again, this is more anecdotal than anything else, is that I just have this sense from her and progressives that we ought to be so grateful that we're living with them, that they're here to take care of us. We don't know how to make good choices anymore, that we really need to rely on the government. And I found it quite interesting when she was starting, you know, talking about her father and her grandfather and how they were successful and how they came to America, and they had this hard work ethic and this sense of responsibility. And I couldn't help but think, going, Hillary, fast forward your dad and your grandfather to the 21st century of the America that you are creating. Would they be as successful in this environment?
That's right. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think most people are, if you look at the labor market, I mean, we know we've sort of come down, you know, the headline rate has come down a lot, but I think, you know, you're speaking to the people who are still discontented, the people who are still sort of struggling and who are, still too discouraged to look for work and who are, haven't found a job in, you know, a year or so. So it's not the America that we want. It's, you know, and they're trying to make us believe that this is sort of the, we're sort of doing well and people are doing a lot better. But I think if you look at the recovery, I think a lot of people are still not feeling the recovery as it's being portrayed.
Well, exactly. The way it's being portrayed, there's not factual evidence in there. I mean, because if that was the case, why is Hillary talking about, doing such a great job for the middle class in creating jobs when the president and his policies, who she has endorsed and is endorsing, has done such a great job from his lips to our ears?
That's right. And, you know, some of the stuff that I hear coming out from her, you know, in terms of the policy, again, things like minimum wage hikes and corporate tax, keeping the corporate tax really high and, you know, taxing firms even more and raising business taxes and raising taxes on individuals, on the capital gains and so on. You know, all of that, I know it sounds like that's the right policy to follow in order to get people, give them the incomes that they want and get them the jobs that they need. But if you actually look at the evidence that we have on the effect of these policies on average middle class people, I mean, Kevin Hassett and I did a study at AEI where we find that higher corporate taxes actually hurt workers. You know, it affects firms' decisions to invest in the country. It affects job creation. It affects wages. And so, when you start saying, well, we're going to keep corporate taxes really high in an environment where the U.S. is today one of the countries with the highest corporate tax rate, I think, you know, you might appeal to a few people, but at the end of the day, that's not the policy you need for creating jobs. And it's the same thing with the minimum wage hikes. You think that having a higher minimum wage is actually going to help a lot of people, but I think the evidence is pretty mixed. And the bulk of the evidence suggests that, some people who keep their jobs are going to be a lot better, maybe, but a lot of people might actually end up losing jobs. So I think there are trade-offs, that we need to keep in mind. And I don't think that that's, she's not sort of thinking about these policies deeply enough to figure out their long-term impacts.
Well, the evidence clearly, Aparna, what we're seeing just in these areas – Yeah. Where there has been, like in California, in Los Angeles, where they're raising men. What happened? I mean, it right away, just at the mere mention of it, not the full implementation, you got these companies going, okay, it's time to go robotic. We're replacing these jobs. There's no way we're going to expose ourselves. And, you know, you talk about, you know, just the regular business as usual, but what you're not even bringing into the equation, what we're not talking about here, is all the regulations that disincentivize businesses to want to create more opportunities to be more successful and to hire more people, because, you know, it's like one step forward and three steps back, because the regulators come in and go, oh, yeah, but we've got another new 1,000 pages of regulations to throw your way.
That's exactly right. I mean, I think we've seen a lot of that. Again, over the last few years, we've seen, all of these, well, companies, even small companies, need to abide by a lot of new rules, the Affordable Care Act coming in with all of its, the mandate to provide health insurance to employees. All of these new regulations, I think at the end of the day, really do hurt especially small business job creation, especially do hurt, even for larger companies. I think it becomes a headache to try to deal with all of the new mandates and rules that are coming out. And as you said, even with the minimum wage, the experience that we're seeing in states that have adopted it is that businesses are just refusing to start up. And they're saying,
exactly.
Well, we plan to do it, but now we're not going to do it. So we have to be careful about how we go about this, and we have to keep the focus on job creation and not just policies that sound good.
Well, Aparna, when you got a government that's going after little kids and lemonade stands, we laugh about it, but the problem is that it's symptomatic of the greater problem we have. I mean, if they're sticking a stick in the spokes of these future entrepreneurs and business people for a lemonade stand, you can only imagine what Hillary's father would be telling her today. With another set of regulations she would want to put on him, he might want to disown her for just a moment until she got her act together. Aparna Mathur with the American Enterprise Institute. Aparna, thank you so much for being with us. Good to be talking to you again.
Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. It's where you want to go. You want to get involved in the conversation. Your opinion really does count. We're going to get this country back on track. 7 out of 10 of us say, hey, we're on the wrong track. I say, great observation. Now, what are we going to do? What's the conclusion? Part of the way to get there is that you got to be involved in the conversation. Forget about political correctness. If your voice is invalidated, we miss out on something rather important along the way, and that is your opinion, your perspective, because that's what made this country great. It was the United States of America, and I say was. Sadly, we've become less and less, and we're paying the big price for it right now. With us, our next guest, I got to tell you, I've been looking forward to this. Bob Bodine is the best-selling author of The Power of Who, and he's got a new book out titled Two Chairs. Now, let me tell you about Bob. He's the president and CEO of Eastman & Bodine, recognized as the top sports entertainment search executive in the U.S. Bob also serves on the board of directors of the Texas Rangers. Bob Bodine, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing tremendous. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about your new book. Hey, we don't want to give the whole book away because we want what you have given us is quite a blessing, and I want people to be aware of a little bit. Let's tease them up and talk a little bit about the secret that you reveal in Two Chairs.
So how you start your day matters. I mean, I say this in business. I did it, it doesn't matter where you are, for your family, for your job, for your school, wherever you are today, how you start your day matters. And how do people start the day? Some people, dang, they get in and start doing, espresso coffees. They're out running. They're looking at the metro section of the news looking for murders. We're in the obit page. How you start your day changes the entire trajectory of your life. And unfortunately, the world we live in today, as you just described, is trouble. I mean, life is crazy. It's like painful. It's messy. It can be sometimes suddenly tragic. What do we do when we find that we don't have all the answers? We're always trying to control everything. We're all control freaks, and we're so busy today, we don't have time for anything. We're on iPads and iPhones and everything, and time is everybody's enemy. But I want to tell a paradox. I want to tell you something. Timing's your best friend. And how you begin your day. What if actually we started our day with two chairs, you know, one for you, one for God. And, you know, don't sit in his chair. You know, my mom told me this secret that I was sitting in and I couldn't get anywhere. I mean, I wanted to, as some people do, they feel their current circumstances disqualify them from their dream, you know, and they're sad. And we have 69% of the country who believe that a bad day at the beach is better than a good day at work. And 80% of the country not using their number one talent, and 60% of the country's divorced. There's no difference between Christians and non-Christians. I mean, so we're running this circle in the world process of how we're trying to solve these things on our own isolates us and puts us in a spot. My mom asked me three simple questions that I want people to start to think about. And when they get into the book, and what I'm going to show in two chairs is there's three simple questions. Simple in the fact that you can't imagine the fact that you haven't asked them. They're so simple. Anything right. profound has to be so simple, right?
Yes, right, exactly.
And so but they're disruptive, and disruptive in the way that they showcase that you don't have it. And so the first question, I think we can tell people, here's some questions that they got to think about. So, does God know your situation? I mean, this is a fantastical question for people today, because a lot of people think that God's an old time phone operator and he only has 6 telephone lines for 7 billion people.
Right.
You know, and he only works on ISIS, heart attacks, and natural disasters. And, hey, listen, I'm not a really good person, so why would he talk to me? And then my mom asked me the question is, hey, is this too hard for him to handle? You know, it's really interesting. As an executive recruiter, I'm an expert in looking at people's backgrounds and resumes and demonstrated records of achievement. And I can see all of where they are and how they are and what the opportunity and what the percentages are that they'd be successful. I've looked at God's resume. It's really good.
Yes, exactly.
He never
Pretty
loses.
Darn successful.
He's
yes,
not a
that's
plan.
Right.
So the question is, the third question my mom asked me, and it was very disturbing, and that is, does he have a good plan for you? I said, yes. She goes, what is it? And I said, I don't know. And she says, exactly, two chairs.
Yes.
You know,
great idea.
Yeah, it's sitting, and actually our current conversation with God today is what? Prayer. Mm-hmm. And so that's fantastic. The question that has to be begged to ask every single person is, what did he say?
Right.
And
are you listening?
We're just speaking. We're just talking. We're informing. And then we come back and debrief him on the fact that kind of he's a slacker. And so my question is, he's not. He's got plans for you. He's in all throughout the Bible, he's talked about specific times that he said, hey, I will come down and speak with you. Be still.
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk to you. Let me share it. It says in Proverbs 1:23 that if you just would hear my rebuke that I'd like to talk, I would have shared all my thoughts. I would have given you teaching for the day. And that's fantastical. There's over 100 quotes in the Bible that talk about God speaking, and yet we never can listen. Mm-hmm. You know, if your wife calls you on the phone today, Bill, and says, hey, what are you doing? Do you say, who is this? No, you know her voice. God
well,
promises.
Not more than once.
Voice.
Not more than once can I say that. Let me tell you.
People say to me, so what's he going to say in my meeting? Right. There's not three chairs. I don't get to go.
Yes.
There's no moderator. This is between you and him. Listen, here's the most fantastical thing. I talk to people all the time, and I ask these three questions. It's the greatest way to really chat with people who are really in deep trouble. And today, you got to ask yourself, does God know? Yes. But some people say, hey, I don't know. And I say, okay, so is this too hard for him? I don't know. Does he have a good plan for you? I don't know. And I say this. If there's a 1% chance that God would meet you tomorrow morning at your two chairs, would you go? Everybody says yes.
Yes.
We're talking about the creator of the world, the manufacturer
right.
of you. And
exactly.
And this is such a concept of how you start your day. What if God himself had some thoughts and plans about your day today that could give you insight and peace and joy and wisdom and power and favor? Well, he does.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't say that the trouble would get less. He said that he'd make an exchange with you. He'd just make an exchange. Yeah. Let me have the trouble, and let me then give you some thoughts on it. And so this book is going to just kind of remind people of something they know is true. I mean, all throughout history, we have these people who have we've looked at, and they go, how do they seem to have such a connection with God? Well, they're talking to him.
Exactly. Well, and that's what you're sharing with us here right now, Bob. I mean, it's evident that two chairs has been part of your life for a long time. And as the word says, he who knows their God will do mighty works. And knowing the God is experientially, that's what it speaks of. and your experience with God in dealing with these three questions is that you've got the answers. And I say got the answers, at least you have the plan, and you have seen God perform time and time again in your life to where it's not theory, it's not hope, it is beyond faith, because you have realized the faithfulness of God in your life. For people who ask these questions, their relationship with God and the impact that they have in themselves, the impact they have on their families and their environment is exponential, isn't it?
Oh, you're so right, Bill. I mean, listen, why would God say that you had to renew your mind daily if he only meant for you to do it on Sundays and Easter?
Right.
Why would he say ask so you can knock if he didn't have something to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he say seek him first? And most people are saying seventh. I tell people all the time, look, if I could bring Warren Buffett, the great, investment billionaire, to come to your house, to talk to you at your house, to share with you investment advice, that'd be good, wouldn't it, Bill?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Would you talk the whole time?
No.
No.
I'd be taking notes.
We take notes. Here it is. We're talking about God. What does he know? Well, he knows my current trouble. Now, sometimes trouble, isn't as bad as we thought. It's a passageway to where we need to go. The greatest epic stories that we like, the greatest turnarounds in sports, all have one thing in common. Trouble. Listen, God, you got to let God talk to you in the morning, because you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is terrible. I just got fired from my job. Oh, this is terrible. My kids and this, but I just found out this prognosis. Hold it a second. You got to let God show up and show off on your behalf. Listen, he digs you. He's not mad at you. He's not mad he made you. He makes no mistakes. You're not too late. You're not too young.
You're not a theory.
You're not any of that.
Yes.
This is not by chance. And listen, he will come to your aid. He wants you to know him. If you and I are going to be great friends, Bill, we talk on this frequency. And listen, I already feel it. We're already talking the same stuff. Why? We have the same core values.
Exactly.
But if we're going to be best friends, well, we have to meet frequently. God wants to do that. He wants to meet you every day.
We'll meet at a Rangers game.
Yeah,
I'll come out. I'll fly out there. We're going to go watch some baseball. Why not?
I'd like that.
Hey, you and me both. Now, in the book, Two Chairs, it's not just, your exposition of what it's all about, but it's people, other people. I mentioned that you have a direct experience in this process, but there's other people that you mentioned in the book that have also had direct experiences and success with this Two Chairs.
Listen, I haven't even got a book out. It comes out next week, and I have people all over the country sending me pictures of their Two Chairs.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. Well, why?
Hey, that's it. Wherever you travel, I don't care. Hawaii. I'm in Hawaii right now. I'm going to send you a picture of Two Chairs here in Hawaii, okay?
Yeah,
and that's what we need to do.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is a movement. Why? Because God's not only going with you, but he wants to start off your day. When you start your business meeting, you don't start it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You start it early, as soon as you arrive. Why? Set the tone for the day.
Without a doubt.
This is the day, God says. We're going to rejoice
exactly.
And be glad in it. How can we do it?
Well, Bob, we're out of time, but thank you so much. Congratulations on the book, which is released next week. Bob Bodine, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an